I'm Alec.
And I'm Graham of the Stumblers Inn.
You are listening to CITR.
Oh, Vancouver's best music. All right.
The UBC English Students Association is hosting the Colloquium, their second annual conference, on Saturday, January 30th, from noon to 6 in the Dodson Room in the Irving K. Barber Learning Center. The Colloquium will feature presentations from English students as well as featured faculty presenters, including Dr. Robert Rouse, Dr. Tiffany Potter, and Dr. Adam Frank. Attendance to the colloquium is free and refreshments will be provided, so please visit the UBC English Students Association on Facebook in order to reserve your free ticket.
Mississippi, and you don't know my name. I'm the mayor of Mississippi, and you don't know my name.
All right, you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Woo! Shane and I got here like really late. So I'm here with the lovely Shane Sharp. Say hello, Shane.
Hi.
Can you hear him? Are you on the right mic?
No.
Here, let's try that again. Can you talk now?
Check.
Okay, yeah, that's better. Okay, good. So we're just, we just kind of flew in here and just, we're like, woo, totally late. Picked him up at the SkyTrain station. It's raining, and of course, there's like way too much traffic out there, and it's a nightmare. And you know, UBC, right, Shane, is like way far out, isn't it?
It seems like it, yeah.
It's so isolated. Ugh. But whatever. Okay, I'm going to stop complaining. So, what we heard first of all was Fugazi with the song Waiting Room off their EP entitled Fugazi. So, a self-titled EP. And by the way, my name is Anita B. I'm Anita B, and this is. That's my notification. Sorry, my text notification. Let me turn that on to silent. So it's myself and Shane Sharp, who has actually co-hosted the show with me before. Right, Shane?
Yep.
Yes.
That would have been, what, May, maybe June?
Yeah, you've come a couple times, I think.
I think it was just once.
Really?
Yeah.
Only once?
We've talked about it quite a few times.
Oh, but. Okay. Yeah. So Shane's a good friend. He's like super into music. I feel really blessed to, but I don't believe in God, so I don't feel blessed. So what do I feel? I feel fortunate to have Shane, here because he's always introducing myself to good music. He's doing it right now. So who did we just hear there, Shane?
Well, we heard two songs by a band called Piss Test.
Yep.
And I was just trying to figure out where they're from. I think they're from Portland.
I think they're from Portland.
Yeah.
And they are playing soon.
Yeah, I saw them a couple times. I bought this record at the show, and anyway, I think they're playing in, is it late March, maybe?
I think so, and yeah. I know definitely, at least I think it's Fashionism.
Yeah,
So Fashionism, who's one of my favorite bands of all time, are opening for them, so it's going to be a really good show. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and now we made a mistake. Like, I say we. Yeah, actually, the both of us. We were not sure the speed of that song, so it came on as, what did we have it at, 45 first?
No, it doesn't say anywhere on the record what speed it is. So.
It did not say, so we put it at 33.
Yeah.
And then, of course, it was like really slow and sounded really grindy. I was like, wow, this is interesting. And then halfway through the song, Shane's like, yeah, I think we need to fix that. So there we go. So we did, and that's good. Now, this show here, Sam Squanch's Hideaway, is almost always about Canadian music, but sometimes I have guest hosts. And that's when I open it up to whatever. So we're just going to play a whole bunch of stuff we just like, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if you like power pop, punk rock, that kind of stuff, here you are. Here we are. Now we're gonna move on to a band called No Bunny. I love No Bunny. The two of us were at the No Bunny show back in the fall. I think it was in the fall at the Cobalt. And No Bunny, where is he from? I did. I tried to do some research. He's from the States.
Yeah, I think it might be Chicago.
Okay.
Yeah, I was trying to look that up.
Too, huh? I feel like he's lived in different places. I thought maybe California, but so No Bunny is well, you'll hear the music, really killer good stuff, and sort of there's a gimmick there, and that would be the lead singer, the guy, wears a bunny mask and often likes to strut around in just his underwear and maybe a vest. So it's pretty fun. And when we saw them just, you know, the other month, it was like they were a three piece, right? Were they a three piece or four piece?
It was four.
No, they were four. Yeah. That's right. Yeah. And they were all wearing bunny masks. And it was just a hopping good time. Hey, that was pretty funny, wasn't it? And I danced a lot. Like, it was really good dance music. Yeah. So anyways, let's listen to No Bunny from the record Secret Songs. Hold on here. I got it down. You can tell us, Shane. What's it called?
It's Secret Songs, and then it's got like a sub.
Oh.
Like Reflections from the Ear Mirror.
Reflections from the Ear Mirror. And we're going to hear Bye Bye Roxy. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Good. Okay, the station, of course, is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. And I guess we need to hit play on that, don't we?
Yeah.
Okay, so can you do that? Sorry, Shane. I'm sorry. It's just funny. Would you have? Well, I have. You have to hit the play button. Okay, there we go. No, okay. Hold on. Here we go. College Radio at its finest, folks. CITR 101.9 FM. No Bunny.
That came to my mind. Burn it all down and leave nothing behind. Run away, don't worry about tomorrow. And you'll only need what you find. And everything else is a waste of your time. So keep on moving, otherwise you're dying. I got worries on my mind.
Sorry, folks. I'm a little spazzy here. It's college radio. This is CITR. And the band is The Boys.
I'm
All right, you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. I've got the lovely Shane Sharp joining me tonight on my show here, Sam Squanch's Hideaway. And Shane, who did we hear?
We just heard two songs by the Boys.
Yep.
I think it's a self-titled album. And they're from, they're from London, I guess.
London, yeah. Ontario?
No.
Just joking. London. Well, and I have to say that because this show is normally Canadian music, but yeah. Today we're opening it up to the world. And so London, England.
Yeah.
The Boys.
And this is pretty old. It's might be 77, 78.
Oh, cool. So that whole era. Yeah.
That's two songs. That's, I think it's...
We heard First Time. That was the first song.
Oh, right. I'm looking at the wrong side.
That's okay.
First Time and Box Number. I think that's
box
the second
number.
One. Yeah.
Cool. I really enjoyed The Boys. And then before that, we heard The New York Dolls with the song Personality Crisis. It was, I guess you could say that was like their big hit. The New York Dolls out of New York. Yes, I had to think about that. They sort of were formed in the early 70s and they hung out with like the Stooges and they're part of that whole scene. And what's the name of that guy that came out of The New York Dolls, that famous guy with a funny face? You know what I'm talking about?
Face.
What's his name?
Johnny Thunders?
Nope. David Johansen. You know David Johansen?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's I don't singer. Know. He's, yeah, the singer. But when I say funny face, what did he go on to do? He did something interesting. Maybe he didn't.
I know one of the guitar players got into fashion design.
Oh, okay.
I'm not sure what he did, though.
Huh. David Johansen. Was he in another band or something? Here, you know what? Let's see what I can find about him. Well, he was, of course, he also did work under the name Buster Poindexter.
Oh.
Okay. You're all like, yeah, that rings no bells. Okay. So anyways, there you go. Now, what else do we hear? Let's see. Before The Boys and the New York Dolls, of course, we heard No Bunny. And yeah, so the time is 7:08. We're here until 8:00. And then after that, we're going to head on over to good old Joshy's DJ night at The Hyde, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Should be fun. So you guys should all go. The Hyde would be at Main and like 14th. And then I am with my friends. We'll be heading on over to Rent Check. I'm all rent checked out. I have on some like pantyhose, you know, some tights, and I've got on some semi-high heel shoes. I don't want to look like a slob, you know. Have you been to Rent Check there, Shane?
No.
You know the premise, right?
Yeah, I was going to go with you guys.
You were going to go with us. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, so Rent Check, for anybody who does not know, is at the Astoria, and it is an amateur strip night. So anybody can just get up and take their clothes off. And it really is anybody.
And there's a prize, too.
And there's a prize. That's why they call it Rent Check. I think it's $500. And at some point way back when, I think they thought that could pay somebody's rent. You know, I don't know. Can that pay your rent? $500?
If you have roommates.
If you have roommates. Sure. If you have roommates. Yes. So it should be good. And I'm excited because, the last time I went to Rent Check, it was on obviously a Wednesday night. And I got nicely hammered. Very hammered. Stupid hammered. And I had to work the next day. And I work as a teacher, right? And wow. And I think I missed my alarm, so I woke up like super late. I somehow made it to work, and I think I was still drunk. And it was a really awful scene. It was so bad. I ended up, I think, leaving early. I should not be saying this on the air because I don't. All the administrators with my school board are listening. But it was, yeah. So tonight I'm gonna, I think, keep it chill. Because I have to work tomorrow, but I don't have to go in until second period because I have a first period spare. So this all seems to work in my favor. For tonight. Yes, it does. Nice. But I shall not be stripping, just for those people who think. You know how many people I've told? This is a funny story. I'm like, oh yeah, I went to Rent Check. And they're like, did you strip? And I'm like, no. Not to say that there's anything wrong if you strip at Rent Check, but the amount of people that ask me if I've stripped at Rent Check is pretty impressive. I guess that's something to be flattered. Is that a flattery kind of moment when people ask you, hey, did you strip?
I think that would be the first question. You ask anybody.
I guess so. Like, if you told me you went to Rent Check, I would not say, so did you, like, let it all hang out, Shane? Did you shake it for all the girls? Shane is such a shy person. You have to see this guy. He's, like, so nervous. Okay, Shane. I'm sorry. I'm going to stop putting you on the spot. Okay, I promise, okay?
Okay.
Okay, fair enough. Okay, so Shane is, if you don't know Shane Sharp, he's also a man of not a lot of words, right?
Yeah, I guess.
You're not the most chatty person I know.
You can get me talking.
Yeah, I can get you talking for sure. But if you'd like to talk here on air with me, that would, you know, enhance. Do you have any good stories, Shane?
I might.
Like, yes, I do. But I'm not going to share them with you. Okay, so let's move on. What do we have next, Shane?
Are we playing that?
Yeah, we're going to play that over there. And I'll actually hit the button.
All right, so we got Dead Boys next.
Oh, Dead Boys, yes.
And that's from a younger, louder, and snottier
premix. Such a good record.
So this is basically just sort of like a demo version of the record.
Uh-huh.
So there's some things that sound different about it.
Oh, interesting. This is good to know. Huh.
So I just got caught with the meat in your mouth.
Yeah. Awesome. And, of course, the Dead Boys out of Cleveland, right?
Yeah, Cleveland. I think they moved to New York eventually.
Oh, did they really?
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm thinking the same thing, too. You know what other band is from Cleveland? Is I think Nine Inch Nails? Yes, that guy. What was his name, the lead singer?
Trent Reznor.
Trent Reznor. I believe he's a Cleveland person. Not like that has any bearing on anything, but when I think of famous Cleveland people, that's about all that comes to my mind. Hmm. Yeah. Except maybe the Drew Carey show. Did you ever watch that?
I did, yeah.
It was a funny show. You know what my favorite thing about the Drew Carey show was? The beer that they made. Do you remember the beer? He brewed beer. And he called it, not Jolt, but it was like a combination of beer and coffee. It was caffeinated beer.
Yeah.
And it was called something. Buzz beer. It was called Buzz beer.
Yeah.
That's what it was. And I used to like, I was so excited because I was like, man, I want some Buzz beer because that's like the perfect combination, right? Beer that, you know, keeps you awake.
Did you ever see the episode where Joey Ramone was on there?
Oh, I think I did. I think I did. Dang. That's pretty good.
It was funny. He was trying. They were starting a band, and he came to try out for guitar.
Oh my god!
And he couldn't play.
That's awesome. I swear that seems to somewhere in the back of my brain. Yeah, that rings a brain cell. Okay, so let's move on. What do we got again? We've got the Dead Boys. Yeah. See, I've got dead brain cells. Okay, and of course the station is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. My name's Anita B. And this is Shane, and I'm going to hit the button, and we shall be listening. No, we won't. What is wrong with me? Okay, can you maybe go over there, Shane?
Okay.
I'm such a spaz. I can't do things right now. I'm having problems, and I'm not drunk, people. I swear, I'm just having mental issues. Shane's tangled. Okay, so let's make sure that I've got the right turntable. That's the problem. Okay, there we go. Are we ready? Okay, finally, the Dead Boys on CITR. Like the job is free.
UBC English Students Association is hosting the Colloquium, their second annual conference, on Saturday, January 30th, from noon to 6 in the Dodson Room in the Irving K. Barber Learning Center. The Colloquium will feature presentations from English students as well as featured faculty presenters, including Dr. Robert Rouse, Dr. Tiffany Potter, and Dr. Adam Frank. Attendance to the Colloquium is free and refreshments will be provided, so please visit the UBC English Students Association on Facebook in order to reserve your free ticket.
Repeat after me. Bugger off. Bugger off. Sod. Sod. Bloody. Bloody. Now put them all together. Bugger off, you bloody sod.
Bugger off, you bloody sod.
Okay, you're in. Let's smash things up!
Every Saturday, from noon to 1 p.m., listen to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM, UBC Radio in Vancouver.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded, Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Down. Na, na, na.
You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. My name is Anita B, and this is my show, Sam Squanch's Hideaway. And tonight, I'm fortunate to have the lovely Shane Sharp joining me. What's up there, Shane?
Just playing some records.
Really? I had no clue. So that was who, Shane?
That was Clorox Girls.
Yes, and we heard the song.
It's called Flowers of Evil.
Yeah, from their album J'aime les filles.
Yeah.
So it's spelled, and I'm not good with French at all, so J'aime, like I am. Is that right? J'aime? I love.
It's like a J with a...
Yeah, but is that J'aime? Does that mean I love?
I think it means something like that, yeah.
La fille. And la fille, F-I-L-L-E-S, does that mean kids or something? Or the girls? Girls. I don't know.
Somebody told me what it meant once. I don't know. Forget.
I think it means I love the girls. That's what I think. So that's the Clorox Girls, who I definitely know are out of Portland, and they just played Vancouver on sort of a reunion tour at the Hindenburg, like in the summer, and it was awesome. It was like a religious experience as far as I was concerned.
That was a good show.
Wasn't it awesome?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen them quite a few times, but
yeah.
Yeah, it was good to see them again.
That was my only time seeing them. So I was definitely overwhelmed. You know, when you my latest sort of life philosophy is expect nothing. Really, I've lowered all of my expectations in my life because the minute you have expectations, at least in my world, they just never materialize. So I've decided to have no expectations. So I do things and just go like, oh, it's whatever. And so when I'm happy, it's a bonus. Like when something makes me excited, it's simply a bonus. I never expect to be happy or fulfilled.
That's a good way to do it.
Yeah, you know, that's my latest thing. That's my way of coping with life. But anyways, so there you go. So that's the Clorox Girls. Before that, we heard Nervous Talk, and we played in particular Nervous Talk because, sadly, they broke up. Yes, Nervous Talk is no longer. And I'm surprised you did not know that, Shane.
Yeah, I didn't hear that. When we saw them play, what was it?
I've seen them play so many times.
I think in December, so it wasn't very long ago.
Was it just December?
I think so.
Who did they play
maybe
with?
Maybe it was late November.
I'm trying to remember.
Wasn't it? Didn't they play at the Pointed Sticks?
Yeah, that's right. They opened for the Pointed Sticks. That is correct. So if you don't know Nervous Talk, they are four local guys. Joel. Joel is the lead singer with also Todd, I think his name is. He's the other singer.
Yeah,
Todd. He plays guitar and sings as well. And on bass is Shane Grass, right?
Yeah.
Shane Grass is in every single band, isn't he? I'm like, wait a second. How can he be in that band too? And then, of course, on drums is Trevor, who's also in, it's seemingly, a lot of bands. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And sadly, they are no longer. So, yeah. The name of that record, though, is, it's self-titled. And it's put out on Hosehead Records. And Hosehead, I love Hosehead. That would be Patrick. Patrick, who's a local dude, originally from Toronto, who runs the label with another guy who lives in Toronto, Hosehead Records. And there you go. Yeah, too bad. Okay. Now, speaking of dead, we heard the Dead Boys before that. Yeah.
Yep.
And he is dead. Steve Bader's.
Yeah, I think it was 91 or 92.
Yeah. And how did he die?
I got hit by a car or a bus or something.
Okay, yeah.
And I think he just had internal bleeding.
Yeah, so sad.
Didn't wake up the next day.
Jeez. Oh.
Yeah.
That's crazy. So the Dead Boys, we heard the song Caught with the Meat in Your Mouth, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds... like an interesting situation. Yeah, from the record, Younger, Louder, and Snottier. It is 7:32, and we are here until 8. And then we're going to head on over to DJ Joshy's night over at The Hide. So you should go join us. Yeah. And it'll be fun. And then, hey, if you're really into, you know, being dirty, you can you can head on over to the Astoria for Rent Check. Yeah. Where I'm not stripping. Just FYI, just saying, you know, it's actually crossed my mind. Do you know that, Shane? I've thought, you know, if I put a bag over my head or something, like nobody would know it's me. And you know, only because I have a job that's sort of, I'm in the public eye. That's why. If I did not have a job in the public eye, I wonder if I would do it. Nah, Maybe not. I don't know.
Nobody sees me. I don't think I would do it.
I don't know. That's kind of questionable. See how much beer I get in me now. But okay. So anyways, what do we have next there, Mr. Sharp?
I've got the Rebel Spell up on the
table. Oh, yeah. Rebel Spell. Yeah. Okay. So Rebel Spell, this is a band. I take it they are no longer. Are they continuing?
I don't see how they would.
The reason I ask is because, do you want to tell the story?
Yeah. The singer, Todd, passed away last March.
Yeah. Was it March already? Has it almost been a year?
Yeah.
Jeez. It seems like 2 months ago or something. Okay.
So they just put out this record, actually. It was put out, I think, November.
Oh, my God. Yeah. That's crazy.
So it's relatively new.
And he died in a rock climbing accident.
Yeah, rock climbing or some hiking of some kind.
Yeah, but, in like the American Southwest or something, right?
Yeah, I think it was Nevada.
Yeah. Crazy and sad.
Yeah, and I knew he liked to do that stuff. I've seen his pictures, Facebook pictures. So, yeah, it's pretty sad for sure. And I've known the guy for a long time, too. So
that's crazy.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
He used to play with Rebel Spell.
Oh, you used to play with Rebel Spell?
Well, we played shows with them a number
of
times.
Oh, okay. You weren't in the band, but no. You played shows with their band, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, hey, you are currently in a band. Tell us what band you're in.
I play in High Waisted.
Yes, and very good.
That's my original band. I did do the Remores this year.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Which is up and down all the time. It's usually once a year.
Yeah, and that's it, because I'm a big Remores fan. Remores, if you don't know, they are... Vancouver's best Ramones cover band, and in my opinion, they're like the only Ramones cover band. There's that, not who was it? Who did it? The most recent one.
Oh, No Means No.
No Means No. Yeah, did
on New Year's?
Yeah,
New
did Year's one. Eve. They played a couple of shows, I think. And did you see it?
I was gonna go, but no, I didn't.
Okay.
I don't know. I heard it was good.
I'm very my allegiance is toward the Ramones. I think. The sound is pretty impressive. And actually, Sean, I think he really pulls off Joey in a really strikingly creepy way. Like, in a weird way, you know?
He does.
Weirdly resembles him.
If you just talk to him with a wig on, you would think it's him.
You do. And then when he takes it off, he looks totally different.
Yeah.
He looks completely different. It's bizarre. So, he
just kind of has a bit of that persona. Like,
yeah.
He just, I don't know, just calm.
Yeah, he's very chill, isn't he? Yeah. I'm not. I'm very spazzy. Okay, so speaking of spazzy, we are going to play Rebel Spell. I don't know why I said that. They're probably not spazzy. But the name of the song again there, Shane, is what?
I think I put on side one.
Side one, okay.
And I don't have a list.
That's okay. So this is from their record, which is called what?
It's called Last Run.
Last Run. Okay. Ooh, that's kind of foretelling.
Yeah.
Ooh, geez. Okay.
I think it's going to be Hopeless.
Okay.
I think that's the song.
So we're playing the song Hopeless from the lead singer who just recently died's last record called Last Run.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. That's just, wow. Okay. Okay. This is Rebel Spell. The station is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. And we are on turntable one?
I think so.
Okay, cool.
Well, where then? What would I be? I'd be useless to you. Hey, why so sad?
Oh, nothing really. Not very convincing, Jane girl. Whatever it is, I've got just the cure for it.
One, two, three, four.
Did you know CITR has a women's collective? This brand new collective is all about providing and fostering a community for women who are or who want to be in radio, fighting the gender disparity in media, and centering women's voices and issues. If you are a female-identified person or ally who's already involved in radio or wants somewhere to start, this collective is for you. Email womenscollective@citr.ca for more information and to get involved. And tune in Friday at 6 p.m. for the collective show, Lady Radio, featuring music, interviews, events, news, commentary, basically anything we care to talk about. See you then.
Well, how do you like it?
There's only one word for it. Terrific.
Each year, a number of UBC students, staff, and faculty consider suicide. Learn how to help. Reaching out early and preventing suicide requires the help of everyone in the UBC community. So on Wednesday, January 27th, get involved with UBC Suicide Awareness Day. Find out what you can do to help prevent suicide and to combat the stigma surrounding it. Spread the word and show the world that no one is ever alone by wearing orange to raise awareness. For more information about suicide awareness, or for help if you or someone you know is considering suicide, visit thrive.ubc.ca.
What do a Portland-based psych band and a group of indie rockers from Baltimore have in common? Two of the most lauded albums of 2015. Don't miss Unknown Mortal Orchestra and Lower Dens playing Thursday, January 28th at the Rickshaw Theater. Doors open at 8, the show starts at 9, and this event is 19+. Tickets on sale now at timberconcerts.com, Red Cat, and Zulu Records. Sponsored by CITR Radio 101.9 FM.
Didn't know what to do, so I gave you my heart. Now I believe. Old or New Testament?
I think the New Testament.
The question is, Pilate. Remember Pilate from the New Testament?
What's Pilate? He fiddled while...
Yeah, no, well, just a minute. Let me ask the question, then you can give me the answer, okay? Did Pilate want Jesus to be crucified?
Pontius Pilate washed his hands of it.
So did he want him to be crucified?
Yeah.
No. No. No.
Well, tune in every Friday afternoon, 3:30 to the Night Watch Show. What's in ya?
Well, find a good church. It'll help you.
All right, you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and that we just heard prior to the Nardwar show promo was High Waisted. Now, speaking of Nardwar, though, I did not mean to bring this up, but it just popped up, is he just had surgery, I want to say like yesterday or the day before. He's going to be okay. Yeah. So that's okay, folks. So it's good to know that Nardwar should be okay. Because as you know, Nardwar had a medical incident at the Mint record, the Mint Christmas show party. Crazy. Yes.
Yeah. I was thinking about going to that, but
yeah.
I didn't.
Well, there you go. So there you go. So Nardwar should be okay, which is very nice to hear. Okay. Now, before we started talking... we heard High Waisted. Now, High Waisted, first of all, is an awesome name for a band. Everybody must tell you guys that.
Yeah.
Because Shane is, you're now on bass in High Waisted, correct?
Yeah, I am. Yeah.
But you used to play guitar.
I did, yeah. And we tried to find another bass player. It just didn't seem to really work. Hmm. So
yeah,
it just worked out that way.
That's cool.
Which is okay.
Whoa. I don't know what that is. Things just started popping up. So High Waisted. So it's front this band, obviously local because Shane is in the band, fronted by Sarah Graves.
Yeah.
And I've seen you guys more than a couple of times, I think. And you guys are really good. And you guys don't have any shows coming up anytime soon, though, do you?
No, kind of took a break during the holiday.
Yeah, that's fair.
So we played a show, and maybe it was mid-September.
Okay.
And that's really the last thing we did.
Right. Was that the house party show? Maybe?
No, that was the Repossessor's Jolt Split release party.
Oh, I missed that. Yes.
Yeah, at the Railway Club.
That's right. Unfortunately, I missed that. Now, the Repossessors are no longer, which is a shame.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. Okay, but anyway, so that was High Waisted with the song Hot Date, and you can find that on their Bandcamp, so go check that out. And then Stiv Bators in there before that on a record that you said was all covers, right?
I think it is mostly, yeah.
It's called LA Confidential, and we heard the song It's Cold Outside.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It doesn't say who it's by. I did know who it was by, but I forget now.
Who did the song It's Cold
yeah,
Outside.
Yeah, it's an old song.
Yeah. Yeah, it was good. He's got a great voice. You can't go wrong with Stiv. And then from, is it Wyoming, I think? Teenage Bottle Rocket? I think they're from Wyoming.
Yeah, from Wyoming.
Laramie.
Yeah.
I think Laramie.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Yeah. Teenage Bottle Rocket with a song, Gave You My Heart, from their record Warning Device, released back in 2008. Now, the most tragic thing about Teenage Bottle Rocket is, of course, that the drummer, Brandon, died not long ago.
Yeah, that was, I think it was mid-December.
Yeah, it's nuts. It's everybody was very shaken, sort of in the punk rock community. I actually met Brandon in the summer. They played with Isotopes downtown. I don't know, the Plaza, one of those. Were you at that show?
I don't think I was at that one.
Okay, yeah.
I've been to most of their shows, and I've played with them maybe 3 times.
Wow.
So
yeah,
I've met all those guys too.
Yeah, and I met Brandon outside with Justin. Speaking of Justin, we're going to play the Radii next. So Justin White, also known as Justin Banal. Or some people like to call him Justin Banal. I met him outside with Justin, and he was a nice dude. And the next thing I heard, he died. So very sad and tragic. Let's move on. Let's talk about the Radii. This is the last band we're going to play. It's now 7:58. We'll leave you guys all with the radii, and that would be Justin White's band from about 4 years ago. Yeah, 4 or 5 years ago.
Ended 2012.
Yeah. So. Okay. So where are we at? 2016. So yeah, four-ish years ago. It was fronted by Abby.
Yeah.
Yeah. Abby Fernandez.
Abby. And I got Mick
on drums. Mick. Who does not love Mick?
Mick on drums.
We're talking about Mick Derms. If everybody knows, I had a conversation with somebody recently, and everyone's like, everybody knows Mick Derms. And he's the nicest, most socially adept individual I know. Yeah. The funnest guy. Would you not say? I would like to vote.
Yeah.
Mick as the funnest person anybody
It's
knows.
Actually, it's funny. I met Mick and Justin the same night.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Yeah, because didn't, what's the deal with Mick? Did he play with Justin in something else or just
not? No, I was looking to book a show a long time ago. And emailed the spinoffs to have a show. And he's like, I want my band, the Hoodwinks, to play. My friend's band, the Hoodwinks, to play. And he played in the band at that time.
He did. That's right. I remember that.
And yeah, I met Spinoffs and the Hoodwinks and all those guys all that one night.
Right. I remember those guys, the Hoodwinks.
So I've known them all a long time. Abby, I didn't meet until the band started.
Uh-huh.
So
now back to Mick, just last thing. He's now the drummer in the Ballantines.
Yeah.
Not now, but that's his latest deal. So check out the Ballantines. They have a new record out too, and they're super good. But there you go. So it's been awesome having you here, Shane.
That's fun.
It's always fun having somebody here, especially you.
I'm trying to do it more often.
Yeah, no, for sure. You're welcome anytime. It's 8 o'clock. And